Hello, everyone, and welcome to Black Stripes Away Keys. We are back. I was not here last week, and neither was Danny, because I was feeling under the weather.
Yeah, we were both sick.
Yeah, but I think I was sicker on Tuesday.
And then I was sicker this past weekend, is what it is. We haven't been here in a little while.
We only missed one week,
but it feels like more.
Yeah, but didn't... Yeah, true, because you haven't done your shows.
I haven't, no. It was like, I just had things come up, and then I was ready to do it again this week, and then I was sick.
And now you can't do it again because you work.
Oh my goodness, holy cow. We'll figure it out.
Well, new schedule starts soon. You can do it so it's... Because your work schedule changed, you can...
Exactly.
Redo it. We'll see how that goes. So that first song that you just heard... Oh, also... You're listening to WFO Medford. It's House Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. Or online, which is probably the better way to listen to it. The signal is not very good.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's really sad. It should be better. But that first song was by a band called Built the Spill. And that song was a liar. They are going to be at the Sinclair next week for 3 days. And, you know, I've known about this concert for, like, at least 6 months. But I'm like, oh, no, I'll just get press passes for it. So I'm going to see if I can still do that. But it's next week, and I kind of waited too long. And I was like, oh, no, it's not going to be an expensive show. If I want to go, I could just, you know, tickets are probably less than $30. Well, they are not. And that made me really sad because I would like to see them.
That's shocking to me.
I know, tickets are $62. And I'm not really about that because I just spent over $120 to get tickets for this Hella Mega Tour with Green Day and Fall Out Boy.
And do you know why those tickets are expensive?
Why?
Because their shows are sold out and those are resale tickets.
Oh, it's sold out?
Mm-hmm.
I will try to get press.
I don't go to the Sinclair often, but you were like, oh, tickets are $60. I'm like, no show at the Sinclair is $60. So you are on, it's not StubHub, but it's some website like that.
Yeah.
They're selling tickets that are sold out. Demand is high if you want to go to these sold out shows, and that's why they're charging so much.
Yeah, and then there's fees. I hate people.
You know, because you remember when they announced the show, there was like one singular show, and then they added a double, and then somewhere they added a triple. It's probably because those two sold out, and they're like, okay, we're making some money here, so we may as well add a third show.
Yeah, true.
So that's probably what happened there. But yeah, if you can get us tickets, we should totally go. I like those guys.
Yeah, I will figure that out. I will see if I can get us in the show for free.
It sounds good.
That it's not super likely, though, but I'll try.
I'll try.
I'll take one of the days. If they give me any one of them, I'll just make it happen.
Sure, me too.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm quite tired this evening. I feel like I have aged a lot since I started doing this show with you, in the sense that, like, way back when, in, like, the spring, I was staying up till, like, 1 or 2 every night and sleeping late and working nights all days of the week, and now I'm on a different work schedule. I'm working mornings, and I'm falling asleep at, like, 11 and earlier, and I was ready to fall asleep.
No, but even like this summer... You've been going to sleep at like 11.
It's true. I don't know. A lot's been changing. There's been some growth, and you guys have been witnessing, or at least hearing the growth. You
know? Hearing the growth.
I'm getting older. I'm getting tired at earlier hours.
Isn't
that what getting older is?
I mean, you don't have to be old, because let me tell you, I guess you go through just periods. Because when I was in high school, I used to stay up late all the time. And then junior year hit or whatever, and I just could not do it anymore. I could just not.
Well, you know what's another thing about getting older is I noticed this when I was at work a couple of days ago. My boss is in his 30s, and he was... And like his early 30s even, he's not even that old. And he was talking to a customer of ours, and the two of them, they were on the same age, they were comparing gray hairs. And I'm just like, oh, is this what people do when they age? They just compare grays?
Yeah, I guess so.
That was kind of
funny. I'm sorry, I'm not paying attention. I'm trying to find a press contact, which is not going to be easy.
Why don't you play some music while you do that?
You know what? I should. You know, I should do that. Don't you think that'd be, like, a better idea?
I do, but you're not doing the idea.
I know. I'm very tired. Today was a long day. I had class, then I had work, then I had more class, then I did homework. And, yeah, now coffee either. It's just been a long day, and I just want to sleep sometimes, okay.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, all right. Do you want me to play some music for you?
You know, I mean, I'll just, you know, okay. Press the button.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Put something on.
Yeah, I'll do that. All right. This song is requested. My dad told me to play this earlier, and this is Monkey Wrench by the Foo Fighters. Good old classic. Here it goes.
Good song.
Adolescent residence, wasting another night.
everyone. I guess you know what time it is.
Time for a PSA.
Oh, yes, it is.
All right. Residents, neighbors, and friends are invited to celebrate the 17th annual Community Day at Tufts University from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, September 22nd. That is this Sunday.
Yes, it is.
The event will take place on the academic quad at Tufts Medford and Somerville campus and is co-sponsored by the two cities. Highlights of the day include music and dance performances by student groups, pumpkin painting, crafts, face painting, and other activities for children, plus complimentary lunch and refreshments. Community Day is free and open to the public. All events are handicapped accessible and free parking is available. Events including lunch will take place in the main academic quad at the top of the hill by Garter Chapel, Ballou Hall, and the Statue of Jumbo. Community Day will be held rain or shine. For more information, just search the web for Tufts Community Day. A public service message from the Tufts Office of Community Relations and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of fun, I'm not going to lie.
Free food.
There's pumpkin painting and face painting. That sounds pretty cool. And free food and beverage. I don't know. You may as well.
Oh, man. I might as well go. You right? know, gotta save up those meal slates.
I
kind of
want to get my face painted. You know, when I was younger, well, I have an aunt who was an art teacher, and she used to just, like, paint my face whenever I wanted. It was pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I would do it more if I could get away with it, but, you know.
You know, yeah.
I mean, I gotta work.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think face painting's a cool thing.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I've gotten it done a couple times when I was little, but also it's like, it gets annoying.
Sure.
You know? Like, you're like, oh man, I gotta wash this later. I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, makeup's like the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
But not as, it doesn't smell as painty. Did I log that song? Yes, I did. I did log that song.
Yeah, we sure are tired today.
Yeah, we are. I am sorry for sounding so not there, but I'm not.
I'm excited for the cup of coffee I'm going to have tomorrow morning, and I am not really a coffee drinker.
I did not have coffee today. That also explains why I am... extra tired.
I have not had coffee a lot lately, but ever since I've been working the mornings, I usually just get there and have a little, like, not a lot, just a little. I need, like, a quick little boost, and then I'm good.
So like a little shot of espresso?
Yeah, something like that.
And a little whoop.
I'm looking forward to that very much.
Good. I'm glad. Gotta get the pumpkin spice lattes.
Of course, I know.
And they are out now.
I know, you're all drinking them.
In full swing. What was I going to say? The show before us was talking about horror movies. They were talking about It Too, and it's like...
And I was just, like, listening and disagreeing with what they were saying. With all due respect, I was just disagreeing.
What were you disagreeing with?
They were like, they were talking about how they want to see a chapter 2, which you and I saw.
Yeah, which was good in the first half and not good in the second half.
Agreed, and it was way too long. However, they were arguing that the 1990... TV movie or miniseries, whatever you want to call it, was better than the 2017 remake, and I really think that that's a statement made with, whoa, there's a lot of action going on.
Whoa. There's always sirens on Boston Ave. Like,
yeah,
there's,
I was
like,
just going to say, welcome
you
to
know,
Boston
I
Ave.
Bet there are no volunteer firemen here. They have to be paid because they are, like, constantly, like, I hear sirens, like, 24/7 in this town.
Anyways, so I was saying, I really think the opinion that the 1990 version of It, the one with Tim Curry, the opinion of that being better than the remake is just, like, you're wearing nostalgia goggles. Because I used to watch that version when I was a kid, and I liked Tim Curry's performance in it and everything, but, like, you go back and watch it today, and it does not hold up well. And I'm not saying...
Well, the lady said that, is it just because you watched it when you were a kid?
Probably, yeah.
And it's like,
and
yeah.
The 2017 remake, I'm not saying, is, like, an amazing movie. It's certainly better than that. And I maybe even didn't want to admit that to myself the first time I watched it, but having rewatched it with you, like, a couple weeks ago, I was like, yeah, this is totally better than the original. Like, no question.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
And also, I was sad because I was liking the second one until it got cheesy.
Yeah.
But also, like, how much of that is the movie, and how much of that is from the book?
I mean, a lot of it is from the book, but that doesn't mean that it has to be done that way. Like, you can have...
I mean, honestly, it's fun to see just because of Bill Hader.
Yeah.
Bill Hader.
You can have the expected outcomes, but that doesn't mean that it has to be done in the way that it was done.
I don't know. I'd really have to, like, read the end of the book to see. Because, you know, also, like, it could have been written like that in the book, but in your head it doesn't sound as cheesy. But, like, how do you not make something like those words not cheesy? Like, how can an actor be like, the power of friendship?
Not the actor's fault, the director's fault.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess the way everything is staged.
It is. And everything the way it was staged. And I'm not spoiling anything, but just, like, it's just really cheesy.
Yeah, because it was funny because I love Scooby-Doo and my roommate and I love Scooby-Doo. And we finally finished watching the series they came out with in like 2011, 12. I don't know. I think it was around then because I watched it when it was on Cartoon Network, but I never finished it. And then... it came on Netflix and I was in high school and I started watching it and I never finished it again. And then I was like, Katie's like, I own like every Scooby-Doo ever on DVD. And I'm like, really? Do you have that series? I never finished it. And she was like, yeah, I do. So we finally like watched it. And then we literally watched like we watched almost all the episodes except like three maybe. So we just finished them like a week ago. And the last episode was like all about how Scooby, it's like we don't need this like spear. They were using the spear. It's like we don't need it. We just need us. We need friendship. And I was like, the ending of it was literally the ending of the Scooby-Doo episode, which is made for like kids and preteens.
Yeah, but a lot of Scooby-Doo episodes draw from real life stuff.
Yeah, I know, but, like, it was funny just because, like, this movie, which is a horror movie, is, like, literally the same as the Scooby-Doo. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Friday the 13th just passed. I made you watch Halloween with me.
I liked Halloween.
She had never seen the original Halloween. That is,
I haven't seen a lot of horror movies.
It's a movie I hold near and dear to me. I'm glad you liked it.
It's better than, the Jason movie.
The Jason movies, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's way better.
Yeah, those are pretty bad.
Halloween's a great movie. Great
I gotta tell you, you know a movie I watched a lot when I was little?
Let me hear it.
Jeepers Creepers. No, but it was always Jeepers the second Creepers. One, because it was always the one on the bus.
Did you know that they came out with the straight-to-DVD third one, like, last year?
Really?
Yeah.
It must suck if it's straight to DVD.
I'm sure it does, but also, I don't know if you know anything about the director of those movies. You don't want to know.
Oh, is there bad stuff about
him? There's bad stuff. There's bad stuff. There was a movie that he directed in the 80s. The name escapes me right now. Something about like a clown house or something like that. Yeah. Maybe you want to look it up, or maybe you don't.
Is it...
I'm not going to talk about it on the air, but know that maybe that was a reason that factored into it. I don't know how this guy managed to like get another movie made, but maybe that's the best he could do. I don't know. Yeah, maybe straight to DVD was all they could afford, because I don't know who would put up money to this guy and be like, make a movie. I did watch
this up now.
Just don't read it out loud.
I'm not.
You know what I watched also on Friday the 13th? In the morning before I went to work, I watched back-to-back The Evil Dead 1 and 2. And those are great movies. They're a lot of fun.
Victor Salva?
Yeah. That's the guy.
Oh, he looks weird. Okay. Yeah.
See what I mean?
Like, it's in the first sentence of his Wikipedia profile.
As it should be.
Convicted, too.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's terrible. Anyway, look up at your own risk. But, I don't know why I always watch Jeepers Creepers, too.
I think it's
the sequel, not the original. I mean, I've seen the original, but I watched the sequel way more than the original.
You want to know why? Because as a kid, I used to browse a lot of video stores and stuff like that. I distinctly remember seeing Jeepers Creepers 2 like everywhere. on every shelf. It was just, it was one of those movies. It might have been on television a lot at the
time. Yeah, it was.
Like, it was just played. It was just, I saw it everywhere. So, like, I believe you when you say you've seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah. Not like 1,000, but like at least 3.
3 or 1,000.
You know,
somewhere in between.
Sliding the scale. But, what was I going to say? That's the thing, is like a lot of movies, I've seen like the sequels way more than the original, because I guess like with television, it's cheaper for them to like get, play the sequels than it is.
That's interesting. I never knew that, but that makes a lot of sense.
Doesn't that make sense? I feel like that's why. Like, getting the rights to the other ones are cheaper.
That's interesting.
Probably, because usually they're not as good.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you okay?
I'm sounding really gross. I'm just coughing. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're only going to stay on air for 10 minutes because we are very tired and would like to sleep.
Mm, yeah, your friend's
gonna... So I know we're breaking rules a little bit, but yeah. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, your friend's going to wake up in like 8 hours, so can't be here all night playing music for y'all.
Yeah, I mean, what time do you have work?
I think 7.
Okay, I have class at 8:30, which I have to do like an in-class thing, which is like not fun.
Like a presentation?
No, not a presentation. We have to write a composition in class.
Oh, fun.
In French.
Oh,
so
even funner.
Yes.
You want to know something? Funner. Is I just don't like handwriting anymore, and anytime I have to write more than like a paragraph, my hand just starts to cramp up like crazy.
No, I'm so used to handwriting. I just still suck at it. Doesn't matter how many years go by of me taking notes fast and having to do that, still pretty bad. I do not have good handwriting. It's just, you know, I don't. Anyway, I'm going to play probably one more song and then we'll chat a little bit and leave.
Sounds good.
But this song... Actually, this is a pretty long song, but anyway, this song always makes me laugh.
Am I going to know what it is?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking forward to
I'm going to surprise you.
Okay.
Here it goes.
All right.
Glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so, I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view, yeah. When you're too crazy, lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's 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 coming on.
essence, the basics. Without it, you make it. Allow me to make this childlike in nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise. Corruption in the skies from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lies through rust, so not in muscles, but percussion to provide for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the inner. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless.
Right.
Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future.
Calling it an early night?
I think we are calling it an early night because we are very tired up in WMFO Medford.
We sure are. I'm ready for some sleep.
Oh, me too. I mean, I'm not going to go to sleep right away. I need to do a couple things, but they're not major. They're not major, so...
It is 61 degrees right now. It's going to drop into the 50s overnight, which is good.
Which is good because there's no air conditioning.
Yeah, it's
going to
open up the windows. It's going to be a comfortable temperature, comfortable enough where my two blankets won't make me too warm. Like,
which is great because I like the snuggling in blankets.
I do too, but like sometimes it's hard to hit the zone. You know what I'm talking about? Especially for me. I'm very temperature sensitive in the night. So, like, if I get too hot, you know, one foot's got to come out of the blanket, you know, and if I get hotter, then the whole blanket's got to come off. It's just, it's not good.
I really can't sleep without a blanket or some kind of thing covering me.
You know, sometimes blankets get stolen from me, and I end up sleeping without blankets.
You know, that's a you problem. Just saying. All right, we'll leave you with that. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We are sorry for the early sign-off, but I think everyone can relate to this sometimes. It's been a long day. And we'll see if we keep the show time. It'd be pretty cool. My friend Trisha, who I used to do the show with a lot, will probably be coming back. So maybe we'll...
Yeah, I'll probably get a new time slot for mine, too. Yeah, and I think...
Maybe we'll have some shows where it's...
I'm pretty sure.
A combination, yeah. Or any one of us, or all three of us, or two of us, or it'll be wild.
I'm pretty sure by
then
this time
next week... Then I'll probably come on your show.
Oh, that'll be fun. By this time next week, I think we're going to know the new schedule.
Really?
I think we're going to find out this weekend. I think.
Okay.
So...
I mean, I think it's due tomorrow to sign up.
Yeah.
To... list your preferred times.
I want to say we're going to find out.
And we will start training soon. Maybe we'll do that again.
We're going to start training
mid-October. I would do it again. It wasn't bad. I liked it.
Okay.
And you know, it does good. It gets people some shows. Like Shukri got a show.
That's true.
Yeah.
The Shukri Wright show.
Yeah.
I have no idea when it is, so I can't tell you that, but I know it exists.
I think it's in the morning.
It's definitely in the early morning, but that's all I know.
Yes. Well, shout out to Shukri. All right. Goodbye, y'all.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Even if you don't want it, things always change when you turn it.
tonight. At 9:01, it's clubbing time. Haven't paid for a drink since 85. That's Perrier and French white wine. When I rock the mic, you best stay home with your Fisher Price and Mr. Microphone. You're coming through mono, I'm in stereo. Boy, don't you know this a one girl show? I only rock at night. Champagne and neon lights. I'll be your new heartache until the morning.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Now, one step.